Blog Talk Radio.
Is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the coolest things going on right now is our summer intern series. And joining us today, she is the intern for assurance and consulting services here at GTE Financial. And her name is Ashita Gupta. Hey, Ashita, how are you?
Hey, hi. I'm good, Jason.
It is so nice to have you on the show. Studio audience has been very excited about the intern. They've been interns for a long time. They're really not qualified to do much else, but we love the studio audience. So that's just fun. Hey, tell us a bit about you, where you go to school, that kind of stuff. Tell us about Ashita.
So, yes, I am Ashita, and I am from India originally, and I moved to U.S. in 2014, and I go to the University of Tampa, and I'm recently graduated, and I've done my MBA from UT. So, so pretty excited about my journey after school to see how the life is after school in U.S.
And so tell us about the internship. You are the intern, like I said, for assurance and consulting services.
Mm-hmm.
I must confess, I'm not sure exactly. So I get to learn something on the show today, too. Tell us about that department and what kind of things you've been doing.
Oh, okay. So my internship has been going very amazing, and I really like working here. So what I have been doing is I've been working on the audit command language, and that's the ACL. And I actually work to automate the audit processes for the department. So I've been learning this new language, which very rarely do people know in the market. So that's definitely what I'm loving. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people probably... You know, when you interact with the credit union, myself included, mm-hmm. most members, they just see, hey, they need to have some money, take it out of the ATM, or they make their loan payment, they make their mortgage payment, maybe transfer
mm-hmm.
money on their mobile device. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, isn't there?
Yes, there is a lot of stuff. And working in this specific department, you get to know more of how everything works, how loans work, and then, you know, how you test them every month. And yes, a lot of things. So doing the detail mapping for the implementation of the automated procedures to the workflows and everything. So I really love building all this. And I've been loving my internship experience, and I'm already sad that it's just one more month left.
Well, you've used the word love four or five times, which I think is great. I think it's awesome that you already have an MBA, and
mm-hmm.
so you're obviously got a keen mind for business. But aside from business, were you surprised at how fun the atmosphere is at GTE Financial? Because it is a fun place to work.
Oh, yeah. I never imagined that, you know, it would be so much of fun and, you know, with all the other activities happening. But, yes, it is definitely.
Yep. I spoke at lots of credit union events before I met GTE. And I remember I was at one of the all-employee events with another gentleman who does tons and tons of corporate events, not just credit union events. And he said to
mm-hmm.
me, there's just something different about this place. Since you are an MBA,
mm-hmm.
do you think that any doesn't have to be an American company, any business or any brand, does that need to be a part of most work cultures? Does it have to be fun to come to work every day? Is that something we don't spend enough time thinking about and trying to work on?
I think that it's really very important that the workplace is fun, because that's what keeps you very interactive with the workplace, and that's what keep you every day, like, get up in the morning and keep going for it. Like, hey, this is something that, you know, so yeah, my experience so far with GT has been really fun, and the work culture is definitely great. And for my team, I really go along with them, and yeah. So it's,
yep.
It's
and, pretty- and again, as I always tell people, you know, I always kind of talk about GTE Financial as the Southwest Airlines of credit unions. They have fun, but they get the work done, and they get the work done the right way. And so it's important that people don't think, hey, we're just there having a good time. The work always gets done. But I think you're absolutely right. Making it something that you want to go to and do each and every day. And of course it pays off with, you know, engaged and happy employees, which mm-hmm. always ends up having a net benefit to the members, our audience that do business with us every day. Now, let me ask you, how do you think this internship is going to impact your professional development and your career going forward?
I think that I have built a lot of confidence and how to accomplish things by myself, because working with ACL, where I'm the only one who's working on ACL in GTE, I have to fix everything by myself. So that gives me the feeling of accountability and to solve the problems myself. And that's what increases my confidence. And I think that that's very important for the professional front. So apart from learning a new software, that is definitely a good for building the profile. But I also feel that I have built the skills of being confident.
That's awesome. So confidence and accountability, that is a great, great combination of things to take with you. Accountability and confidence, that is something you can apply anywhere, anytime, any place as a professional. I'm so very excited that you've enjoyed your internship. We're going to be sad to see you go too. I mean, I think, like I said, I think you used the word love 4 or 5 times early. And that's a great thing. It is a great thing. We want people to love working at GTE and love interacting with this beautiful, mm-hmm. elegant brand that is GTE Financial. So that's really, really great. Let me ask you, we always end the interview on just kind of a fun question. What was the last song that you listened to?
Okay. So that can be any song, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So this morning when I was driving, so every day whenever I drive to the office, there are only 2-3 songs that are playing on the radio, and the one that was today was the Cheap Thrills.
What was it called?
Recent. They call it Cheap Thrills.
Oh, okay. I don't know that, but that's not uncommon for me not to know. I work from home, so I don't drive. I don't hear a lot of music in the car, but that's awesome. Hey.
Yeah, that's from Sia, Cheap Thrills. Means that's the most.
I'll have to go check that. I always go whenever the guest mentions a song, I jump on YouTube right away. So I'll look it up. Hey, listen, thank you so very, very much for taking some time out of your morning. And remind us one more time, what does ACL stand for? Because all of us athletic people think it stands for anterior cruciate ligament, but it means something else in your world. What is ACL again?
So that's the audit command language.
Audit command language. That's right. She's learning that language. She just heard it. Confidence and accountability. Hey, Ishita, you've been absolutely charming. Thank you so very, very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jason, for having me.
That is Ishita Gupta. Wow, really nice interview. That is awesome. I love it. There's that word again, when people use that word about our brand, whether they mean it internally or externally, because trust me, the two are connected. Hey, folks, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview / audition. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye now.